Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Tata Trust Chairman Noel Tata has pushed back at a capital allocation proposal at Tata Sons. Debashi Chakki reports that Tata Sons management has sought approval for an infusion of around 7,000 crore rupees into its digital consumer businesses. However, Noel Tata has questioned both the size and the business plan underpinning the fundraising. The plan projected that Tata Digital's key businesses, including Big Basket and Tata Click, would continue reporting losses over the next three financial years, totaling 9,000 crore rupees. Nearly 5 years after the Adani Group took over six airports, Swaraj Singh Dhanjal reports that Adani Airports Holdings and Aviation Tariff Regulator AERA remain locked in a dispute over how non-aeronautical revenues should be treated while calculating airport fees. The outcome could ultimately determine whether airlines and passengers end up paying more to use these airports. Oyo parent Prism Hotels and Resorts has received approval from the Securities and Exchange Board of India for its proposed 6,650 crore rupees initial public offering, reports Aryaman Gupta. The regulatory clearance marks a key milestone in the company's renewed push to go public after multiple attempts to list over the past few years. Global fast-moving consumer goods major Unilever is keeping a keen eye on India. Its global chief executive officer, Fernando Fernandez, has told investors that the company got late to the Chinese party, but will not get late to the Indian party. Check out Akshara Srivastava's report. With the enforcement directorate searching Anil Agarwal-led Vedanta Group's offices for alleged violation of the Foreign Exchange Management Act, read Swaraj Singh Dhanjal's piece on why royalty payments under the ED's len are crucial for the group's debt, servicing ability. India's position in the global market cap rankings continues to be under pressure. Ravindra Sonavane writes that South Korea has now overtaken India in global market cap rankings, pushing India down to seventh place after Taiwan moved ahead earlier, yet the picture is not totally gloomy. Shailene Agrawal reports that Indian IT stocks have staged a sharp comeback, with the Nifty IT index surging nearly 8% in just three trading sessions as investors begin to view AI less as a threat and more as a potential growth catalyst. With Madhya Pradesh experimenting with new ways of fundraising through temple bonds, Surajit Gupta reports that the state plans to raise 200 crore rupees via the new financial instrument, which will be financed by pilgrim donations. The Ujjain Development Authority will be issuing the bonds, and donations from 11 government-administered temples will serve as the source of repayment. Ujjain's Divisional Commissioner Ashish Singh told Surajit that the state expects better infrastructure will attract more pilgrims, boost donations, and make repayments sustainable. Corporate governance has received an interesting interpretation from the market's regulator. Brajesh Kumar reports that SEBI has said a cousin of a promoter or director can still qualify as an independent director because cousins do not fall within the legal definition of a relative under the Companies Act 2013. The guidance came from a query raised by Mathan Alloys. Apparel retailers ranging from Uniqlo, Marks & Spencer and H&M to platforms such as Myntra, Nykaa Fashion and Flipkart have rolled out mid-season sales earlier than usual as they grapple with a demand slowdown. Akshara Srivastava writes that the companies are hoping to overcome a sales shortfall that has reached 30% over the past 2 months. Have foreign investors written off India, or are conditions ripe for a return? MC Pro Research's Anubhav Sahu argues that while elevated oil prices, a weaker rupee, tariffs, and the global AI frenzy have pushed FIIs away from India, India's relative underperformance is beginning to make valuations look attractive again. Check out why he thinks that if the West Asia crisis eases and oil prices cool, India's strong macro fundamentals could draw investors back. A trade deal struck last year is likely to come in handy as critical supplies dry up. Aranima Bharadwaj writes that India's trade deal with Oman could help New Delhi secure fertilizer imports after the West Asia crisis disrupted supplies. The India-Oman Economic Partnership Agreement came into effect on June 1st and Oman is willing to supply more fertilizer and petrochemicals to India. After years of revolving around metropolitan centers such as Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, and Hyderabad, India's luxury car market has been spreading fast across smaller towns. Varun Singh writes on why companies like Mercedes-Benz and BMW are looking at cities like Raipur as new sales drivers. And finally, Indian travelers are increasingly choosing Southeast Asia over Europe and Australia. Rising airfares and a weaker rupee are nudging Indian tourists towards short-haul, easy-access international destinations. Travel executives also told Mariam Faruqui that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal to avoid non-essential foreign travel has also hurt demand during what is normally a busy season. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.